All right, B.J. Goodson, talented linebacker, made a move from outside to inside. He can play all three spots if you need him to. Very productive, sound football player. Paul Perkins, running back from UCLA, is a complete back, can carry it, can protect the quarterback and protect the ball, and is good in the pass game. Jarrell Adams, explosive inline type tight end, and can run down the middle of the field and stress the defense out in that matter, and can block in line.
What's Goodson's ideal position in your mind? What's his ideal role there?
I think middle of the three.
What is it about him that makes him a middle linebacker to you?
I think he's smart. I think he has good instincts, good rap tackler, will be physical between the tackles.
You talked about the different skills, I guess the different personality traits sort of on the field that your running backs have now. You describe Perkins as sort of as a complete back. Is that something you guys felt like you needed to bring in, somebody who could do all of the jobs?
The two most important things for a running back, number one, protect the ball. Number two, protect the quarterback. And he certainly fits that role.
You have a crowded group there now. What's the plan going forward there?
We have a lot of competition in the room. We like all those guys. They all have distinct things that they do well, and there'll be a lot of competition, and it'll be exciting to watch and see how it unfolds.
Were you kind of surprised that the board fell in such a way that you didn't get an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman?
That's probably pretty unique. The last thing you want to do is reach down and reach for a guy. It just happened. That's how it went this year.
With the tight ends, blocking was an issue after Daniel went down that season. Do you think Jarrell is someone that can hit the ground running as a blocker?
There's always a learning curve coming into this league. Hitting the ground running will be, that's tough to say at this point, but getting him in the building next week will obviously help, and see where he is and see how he can handle the terminology that we're going to throw at him. But we certainly feel that he has traits that we can develop into a good inline player. He also has good speed down the middle of the field, and he's a big target, so he has a unique skill set for the position that we liked.
Is the running back more of a classic third down back, or do you see him as an every down back?
No, he can play first, second, and third down.
This was your first draft in this role. In overall, what'd you think of it? How did you think it went for you?
A lot of work went into it, and I think we did a nice job of not having any knee-jerk reactions, and just trusting the board and trusting the work that everyone puts into it. The scouts put a ton of work into it. The coaches evaluate a lot of players, and you put all the input up, get it on the board, and just trust the process.
You personally, though, in these 3 days, how much more were you involved? Did you do maybe than as the offensive coordinator?
Well, I was in the room the whole time, and you had a chance to bounce some things off of Jerry. But at the end of the day, we both sat there and trusted the board and trusted the whole body of work. It's been a long time coming when you get to this process, and you just have to trust everything that you put into it.
As the offensive coordinator, you're not in the room the whole time?
As the offensive coordinator, I was a major part of the process, yes.
When you look at this draft, I mean, the first round you got a defensive back who probably will be on the field maybe 60% of the time. Second round, maybe a slot player. I mean, did you just make your team deeper? Because it doesn't seem like there's one guy you got that is a superstar. I mean, it just seems like you got six guys who could help.
Well, we may have zero starters out of the mix. We may have six starters in the mix. No one knows at this point. It's too early to tell. But we know we have high character guys, good football players who play the game the way we want them to play the game. And depth is just as important as anything else in this league. And we feel that we have six good players to work with.
Are you okay with the right side of your offensive line as it is right now, or are you going to be looking to upgrade free agent or something like that?
I mean, the right side of the offensive line, the story is yet to be written on the right side of the offensive line. We're just starting the 2016 offseason. So we're going to look at every possible combination, give guys a chance to compete, and see where it goes from there.
Still early.
Would you like to add somebody to the right side of the line to even add more competition to it? Or do you feel like you need to?
If the right somebody shows up.
During the course of the draft, did things happen elsewhere that really surprised you? A player you thought wouldn't be that high, or a player you thought would, and then he slipped down?
I guess when it comes to the draft, all it takes is one team or one general manager, one head coach to fall in love with the guy. And they don't want to lose that guy or miss out on the players. So I guess that doesn't surprise me.
Are you guilty of that?
Always.
Just looking ahead to the mini camp, do you have a set of objectives that you want to see, want to accomplish with these guys as well as the undrafted free agents?
The rookie mini camp?
Yeah,
the rookie mini camp is more of an orientation. We want to bring them in, introduce them to the first install, the normal down and distance install, teach them how we're going to practice, let them know where the restrooms are, and just get their feet wet a little bit. We're not going to be out there for 3 hours practicing. We're just going to introduce them to things. It's more of an orientation than anything, and get them to see the building for the first time. So when they get a chance to come in here with the vets and mix it up with the older guys, there's not too much young bull, old bull going on, and they at least know where they're going.
Be looking at retention of information. I imagine you're probably going to throw a lot at them as far as the install and playbook and whatnot.
Absolutely, their hair will be fire. But once they hit the building, until they leave, a lot of the vets have had the installs for a couple seasons now. Defense for 1 year now, and they've gone through a couple installs already with the mini camp and with the phase one work. So we are going to throw a lot at them, and we'll see how fast they can catch up. But we'll have a chance to spend more time. You can spend more time in the afternoons with these rookies when the vets are out of here, and that's really their time to grow and digest the information.
You've gone through the two big phases where you add players to this team, free agency, the drafts. Do you like what you have so far?
Yeah, you certainly would rather add them than take them away. That's the worst part of the job. But absolutely, the free agency process and the draft process has been fairly clean and straightforward, and you have a plan in place, and you trust the plan, you stick with the plan, and have no knee-jerk reactions to anything, and stay the course, and that's what we've done.
It doesn't appear that any of the players you took have character red flags or injury red flags, and we talked to you a couple of days ago about a couple of high-profile guys you passed on early, maybe because of that. Was it important for you to have clean players where you didn't have to necessarily sweat out a doctor's report or other issues?
The medical question and the character question, I think, are two different questions. I think it's important that you, when you bring in young players, you bring in young players who could be potential pros, not just potential NFL players. And I think we did that with all six of these guys.
And will there be any overlap with the veterans and the rookies coming in for the minicamp this week?
They may run into each other a little bit on Thursday afternoon, but we'll get the vets out of here, and then bring the rookies in and have everything be a little bit separate. But nothing formal.
And then once the rookies get here, are they here?
Yeah, the following Monday they'll be intermixed. Yes.